I just want to say, first of all, like, you know, this church, there's a mighty anointing here, like, God's really here, like, God's really at Team Challenge, but coming here, I've just experienced something different this today here, like, it's incredible, and it's just because, like, I was still living in darkness before. I had darkness in me still, so I couldn't see the full light of what we're here, in all these people here, and there's the light is shining out of you all, and to hear Daniel and that speaker when I was worshipping, wow, really encouraged me. I just thought, you know what, I could just hear you singing it, or echoing in this building, and it's like, go on, son. It's like you're leading worship, you're ushering it in, you know what I mean? So I just think that's really good. I can obviously see everything clearly now, but yeah, I just want to give a big thanks to Andrew and Grace for everything they did for me to get me into Team Challenge, because they played a big part in the Lord setting me free. And, you know, just I'm lost for words, like, we all. I thank you for Ken, is it? Ken, I just want to rust you in it. Ken were really there as well when Andrew went on holiday, you know, and listened to me for a couple of hours on a few nights, like, talking. You know, and that really is, you know, you've got to have a lot of patience if you're going to listen to me talk to you on phone. So, my time in Team Challenge has just been so liberating. It's just set me free completely. Like, I thought I knew God before I went in there. I thought I knew it all. I wanted to know it all. And when I got in there, I just started experiencing God a bit deeper after I'd done my detox. And I nearly left. I wanted to go when I started doing my detox, but I didn't. I just stuck with it. And then, you know, I started to get a deeper revelation, and I started to think, wow, out there, I was just touching tip of iceberg. And then it was just amazing how much I could feel God and how real he was and how overwhelming it's been. And you know, a couple of months into the program, I got rebaptized in the Holy Spirit, started speaking in tongues, and then everything became really clear. I started reading epistles, and it was like, oh, it means that. All right, yeah, that's what it means. Right. And you know, it's just incredible. God's done so much. God's restored me. You know, I started playing guitar again. I've just had a practice with Ben on Friday, the music director, and I've got a practice with the drummer and everything next week. So you know, I mean, I didn't have that on the cards. I mean, I think God just pulled that out of nowhere, because, like, I weren't planning on any of that sort of stuff. But you know, I just want to share a couple of scriptures. What you know, I feel like are really really relevant to my time. Like, but first of all, it's it's Hebrews chapter 2:14, and it says, "Inasmuch then as the children have partaken of the flesh and blood, he himself likewise shared in the same, that through death he might destroy him who had the power of death, that is the devil, and release those who through the fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage." And I can really relate to that scripture, because Christ has done exactly what it says there. Because when I'm on drugs, like, I were always scared of death. And it sounds really strange, but I were killing myself, and I knew I were killing myself. And I used to get a kick out of it, and I used to enjoy it. But deep down, I was scared. Like, sometimes when I'd gone a bit too close, and I'd taken a bit too much speed or something, and I thought, oh, I could die here, then I'd be like praying to God. I'd be like, God, please don't let me die. But I would, you know, and it just feels so good to have this peace and to know, I know where I'm going when I die now. I know where I'm going, praise God. I don't have to be scared of death anymore. I'm not stressed out anymore. I'm just at peace. Also, a scripture here which is quite... Coming to him, it's 1 Peter chapter 2. Coming to him as to a living stone, rejected indeed by men, but chosen by God and precious. And that one just, I read that in Team Challenge, and it just spoke right into my life. I just thought, that's the story of my life, that. I thought, I've been rejected by a man from a young age. I got bullied at school. So I thought, wait, I'm not going to be bullied no more. I'm going to get in with all bad lads. So I did. And look where that got me. I wanted a piece of what the world offered me. and it chewed me up and spat me back out. But I'm just glad that God's had his hand on me all this time. I'm glad that he's kept me safe. I'm glad that I've dodged death so many times. And I just praise his name. And whenever I'm worshipping in chapel and I start to think about my past, I just think, glory to you, Lord, because you had this day planned from 10 years ago. He saw today. And I just thank him for that. And just one more scripture is 1 Samuel chapter 16. But the Lord said to Samuel, do not look at his appearance or at his physical stature, because I have refused him. For the Lord does not see as man sees, for man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. And I just thought that were really special as well, because, you know, as Teen Challenge has been a time about God teaching me who I am in him, who I am in his son, Jesus Christ. And, you know, there's a lot of condemnation in Teen Challenge, you know. You put one foot wrong and you do something wrong, and there's 30 guys all throwing stones at you and pointing at you. Oh, Stephen, you're not holier than thou. And it puts more pressure on you in a way. But you know, God was just telling me, like, you know, like Grace said earlier on, like, I think it's Ephesians 2:10, you know, you're not saved, you're saved by grace through faith. You know, it's not by your own works, lest any man should boast. And, you know, it's even I'm one of the worst sinners of all. I mean, you know, I struggle with self-control, you know. I'm phase three and I'm still making mistakes. Now I'm still getting tickets. But God's grace, it's, I just praise God that he doesn't look at the outward man. He looks at my heart and he sees that I love him. And he sees that I'm trying my best to serve him. And as long as I do that, I can't go wrong. As long as I do that and I just try my best and I just say, Lord, I'm sorry. He's got me on a process and I am getting better. I mean, I had an anger problem. I've learned how to control my anger. You know, I've mellowed out a lot because I were all bouncing around to start off with. They start jumping around the centre like that. Also. Feeling the joy of the Lord in that. But yeah, I'm just so happy to be back here. You know, it's like I'm dreaming. It's like studying worship there, and I thought, am I really stood here? I feel this tenderness here, and everybody just singing like in the spirit, and I'm like, wow, this place has grown since I left, and you know, this is a really special place that I can feel Jesus here. And I just can't stop smiling. I love you all. You know, I love you all. And yeah, I just want to say God bless you all, and I want to say thank you for putting up with me for that year when I were a bit double-minded. But yeah, thanks very much, and thanks for listening to me. Cheers.
Thank you, Stephen. That really does me good. I'm sure it does every one of us. A power of good, the power of prayer. How awesome is our God. We're looking forward to Sandip coming back and sharing his testimony. I think you've had good fellowship together, haven't you? In fact, you've seen a side to Sandip that we've not seen. So he's a funny guy. Yeah, so we're really looking forward to welcoming him back at some point.